Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chrissy's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
Well,
you can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save an average of, get this, $470 on your car insurance. That's the average nationwide annual savings based on survey data from July to December 2020. How's that for data?
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Did you get that, Rob?
Yes, I did.
Take that for data.
Boom, data. My pockets got fatter.
Your pockets got fatter because you kept too much in them when you went and got my Jordans. My
Can
goodness.
Can you just keep doing the show and stop? It's unbelievable, man.
That should be our shop talk. We got shop talk coming on at the end of the hour.
That should be our shop talk.
Take that for data.
Go ahead.
My goodness. We got Brian Billick, Super Bowl champion coach, NFL Network analyst nowadays. I like that song.
An ingrate.
I like that song.
What?
Brian Billick's coming up.
Yeah.
I'm digging it. He's coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk Super Bowl, obviously. All right, Rob, let's take a break, though, from the NFL. Big game last night.
I thought it was the best game of the year, Chris. You've watched more NBA games than me. I've watched a number of them. That was one that I wanted to watch. Clippers were playing well. Brooklyn, other than that blown game in Washington, had won 4 or 5 in a row. So I thought I was really ready for that game, and it lived up to it.
It was a great game. And I got to be honest, you're right, I'm watching a lot of games. I can't think of one off the top of my head. Obviously, Lakers have had some really good games. But there's some good games out there. If I remember correctly, Philly, Boston, they had some decent games. But Brooklyn, Rob, and I have totally forgotten about how James Harden left Houston. I mean, I didn't like what he did. But as soon as he got to Brooklyn and started playing, I was like,
fat,
you know,
no more.
Right. I don't care. The dude is balling. And they are so fun to watch. So fun to watch. Rob, offensively, they can get, and this is not hyperbole. This is not an exaggeration. They can get an open shot every single time down the floor. Every
You've
single
never
time
seen that in the NBA, have you? I mean,
I can't think of
seriously.
It. No.
I've never seen a trio. Last night, the Nets scored 124 points, and their three had 90. Chris had 90.
That's an average of 30. You're right. Like, offensively, and I'll give you their numbers, Kyrie led the way. He was fantastic, as he has
What did he
been
have, 37?
All year when he's played. He had 39, shot 15 to 23, which is great.
Phenomenal, Chris. Yep. Phenomenal.
39 points. Durant had 28, 9 boards, 11 for 13, Durant.
What? He missed two shots?
11 for 13. And here's Harden. 23 points, 14 dimes, 11 rebounds on 15 shots, 7 for 15.
So he didn't need a million shots, and
no,
he can
and he
play
hasn't
within.
He hasn't been shooting a lot since he's been there.
No. And you know what, Chris? Sometimes you don't know. Like, you play a certain way, and you think you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Now he's in with a different group, and now he's the point guard, and it makes sense that Kyrie's the two guard, right,
right.
Chris?
Absolutely.
And it all fits. He's not trying to take more shots than the other guys. He doesn't care. 23, a triple-double with those numbers last night against a good team in the Clippers. That was a good win for Brooklyn.
Excellent win, because they were coming off the bad loss to Washington.
They choked
where they
down
basically
the stretch.
They gave it away at the end of the game. Their defense was once again atrocious. And then last night's defense, it was a defensive rating of 120, which, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, that would be the worst in a game in NBA history. Is that true?
No, it would be the worst in the NBA if it was over a season. Because right now they have the worst in history at 119.9.
But wasn't the game something like maybe the worst this year or something like that? 120?
No, it's just if that was their rating for a whole season, it would be the worst in history.
Well, you can always pick something like that out. But anyway, I mean, they weren't, you know, tremendous defensively, obviously, but for them, holding the Clippers to 120 was good. And they got the stops when they needed them. What I liked, Rob, is I saw Kyrie, Harden, and Durant getting after it defensively. Now, I'm not going to say they were Kawhi Leonard or Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen in their primes or anything like that, but they were in their defensive stance. They were moving as well as they could laterally. They got after it. And that's all you want. So they made it tough on the opponent. That's it. You can't do more than that. And they did that. If they do that, Rob, I think they'll be able to overcome. Now, I'm going to throw this stat at you, and then I want your response. In this century, which sounds like, oh, my gosh, in this century, it's 20 years, of course. No team has won an NBA championship. Only one team that has ranked defensively lower than 11th has won an NBA title. And that team was the 2001 Lakers with Shaq and Kobe, and they were ranked 22nd defensively. Now, I'm not picking Brooklyn to win it all. I'm picking them to get to the finals and lose to the Lakers. Are you of them, let's say they're 25th defensively, which may be generous or it may be right on the money. I don't know. But say they're 25th, do you think they could break that mold and win the championship?
100%, because I doubt, Chris, there was any squad, and the squad you're mentioning, that had three prolific scorers or guys who can score at this rate. And I think that's what is the monkey wrench in breaking the mold there. You know what I mean? Where it won't, you just said it. They can get open shots at any time on the floor, Chris. That doesn't happen in the NBA.
And they can make them. It's not just getting them, because obviously their three superstars can make any shot. Joe Harris is a great shooter.
He is.
And then if you got Jeff Green or DeAndre Jordan, who'll be closer to the basket, or, you know, Timothy Luwawu, Cabaret, although he missed that layup against Washington. But, they got guys that can fill it up if they're open.
No,
so I'm with you, and look, again, I'm not picking them to win it, but I will say this. If they get to the finals, then that means they're playing well. And if they're playing well, you can't put anything past them. Whether you think the Lakers will beat them, or if it's the Clippers or whatever, you won't be able to put anything past them, because, that means they're playing well and all that. And offense, Rob, is not the problem at all. And I thought that would be a challenge.
I thought it would be a chemistry issue trying to figure out. I heard a lot of people on Twitter and all that. Oh, there's only one basketball. This won't work because there's only one ball. James Harden is a ball hog, and Kyrie is this, and he's not going to mesh, and he's got issues and all this other stuff. And right now, I'm just talking about right now, what we've seen in a big-time matchup, in a big-time game where they fell behind, Chris, easily could have lost, right?
Right.
Because defensively, when you fall behind 10, 11 points, and you got to be able to get back into it, and then they were down in the fourth quarter again. They climbed back, fell behind again, and were able to win that game. And the Clippers kept coming.
Yeah, and offensively, I thought, you'll remember this, when they got together, I said, look, ideally, it should be Harden at the point, Kyrie at the two, and then Durant doing his thing at the three or the four. And that's kind of how they've settled in. Now, occasionally Kyrie will have the ball in his hands, which is fine. He should. But Harden seems to kind of be settling in as that main point guard and distributor. And he's doing this thing. I'm going to throw this at you, Rod, because a friend of mine hit me with this. And he's not the first one. You've heard it before, too. Let's say, hypothetically, Brooklyn does win it. We know that all of us have said, virtually everybody has said, Durant needs to go to Brooklyn so he can win it with his own team. He can lead a team to the championship. Because as great as he was in Golden State, we know that team was just stacked. And they won it, before he even got there. So a lot of people want to see, get the asterisks off, the mental asterisks, and can he lead his own team to the championship? Now, some people are saying, well, heck, this is Golden State all over again. This is Golden State the remix. Look, he's got Harden, he's got Kyrie himself. They should win it. And if he wins it, it won't erase that notion or from his legacy. What's your thought on that?
No, I think it would enhance his legacy that he was able to go somewhere else, go to an organization that never won anything, Chris. And I get it. And don't forget, the one difference here is that it went to a team that didn't have any real, any stars. And then those guys came.
Well, Kyrie was there.
No. But I'm saying they came together. I'm saying
Kyrie played last year, but
they came together.
Right.
And the other part is, to get James Harden, they had to give up players. It wasn't. You know what I mean? They had to actually give up good players to get them. So it's a little different from just free agents just signing and teaming up. This is different.
Yeah. It won't be quite like if he and Kyrie had been by themselves and, Durant just let them and they won it. I'll give you or anyone else who says that, I'll give them that. So it won't, it may not prove, hey, Durant led his own squad or whatever, but this is different than Golden State. It won't be Golden State. It'll be more like, Rob, LeBron in Miami. Because just like in Miami, even though they had these three incredibly talented players, they hadn't played together. They hadn't won it. That team, Wade had won it years before with Shaq, but it was a totally different team. And so that's the difference. These guys have to come together. They have to learn how to play together. They don't have tremendous depth. So, yeah, they got great talent. But it's not like Durant's going to a team that had Harden and Kyrie. They won it last year. You know what I mean?
And he's just joining. 100%. So totally and you have an organization that's never won, Chris. It's totally different.
A new coach, an assistant, a head assistant coach who's, you know, obviously never won it, Mike D'Antoni. And Rob, to most people, I think, they're not the favorites.
No, they're
not
the favorites.
You got people picking Philly in the East, Milwaukee, obviously one of the L.A. teams to beat them in the finals. So I think it is not the same as Golden State. And, yeah, it might not totally erase, you know, that monkey off Durant's back. And some people may still look at all the stacked teams. But this will be different than Golden State, and I think you have to give him major props. Because he'll probably, although I don't know, probably you can say he would be the finals MVP, but obviously Kyrie's going to have something to say about that, as will Harden. So it could be any of those guys. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're going to throw it out to you. If Kevin Durant and the Nets win this championship, will it still have a sour taste? Because Durant did it once again with another stacked team. It's Golden State East for KD. What are your thoughts on this? 877-99 on Fox. We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Would a Brooklyn title this year totally take the monkey off Kevin Durant's back that he's only won it with stacked squads? Your turn to weigh in. Rob Parker?
I'm here. Rob, let's go.
Is this thing on?
It's on. It's on. Stop using my line. All right,
I'm just saying.
All right, Daniel in Florida, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Daniel?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing today?
We are good, brother. We are great.
Okay, so I'm going to use one of, you know, Rob Parker's lines. LeBron was basically MySpace and Kevin Durant was Facebook. The monkey shouldn't even be on Durant's back, in my opinion, because winning a championship is winning a championship.
Right, and he gets respect for that, though. He gets respect for that. But you know, there's, like, we Walt Frazier, other players have put a little mental asterisks there. That's all we're saying.
Understandable, but, like, LeBron's never won with a non-stacked team. He's only won with Hall of Famers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, that's fair.
Yeah, so why can't we give, you know, Kevin Durant that same, I guess, that same leeway that we give to LeBron? Because LeBron, as you've said before, Chris, that it's basically the same thing. LeBron went to Miami, but he went with D-Wade and Bosh. Yeah, Durant went to an already made team, but he went there because it was Steph and Clay and Dre, you know? So so if he wins with Brooklyn, then, yeah, that should completely get the monkey off of his back because, I mean, he would probably have to defeat LeBron en route to that and
AD.
Davis.
Right.
Exactly.
No, that's a good call, Rob. I think that's fair because LeBron, as great as he is, he hasn't won it without a stacked team. Even though that Cleveland team may have been an underdog, they were stacked.
Kyrie and Kevin Love. Right. You can't act like they didn't have any players.
Right.
Definitely. Good call, Daniel. All right, Max in Georgia. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
What's good, fellas?
What's up, happening?
Chris, I'm glad you came back to this side of the table. Rob and I were trying to tell you this is the team to beat. Watch out for this squad.
No, I've picked them to win the East. I'm not picking them to win at all.
I'm gonna pick this matchup. I hope for this matchup. Guys, like you already said, it last night was super exciting. I won't lie to you. It was hard not to watch the scoring back and forth. It was a thrilling game. I do hope this is the finals for the sake of basketball.
Because you don't want none of LeBron. That's all it is. You don't want LeBron.
No, we're tired of that show. We're tired of it. We've seen it nine times. We want to see something new. Player empowerment. This is exciting. Let's see it. Eight guys in double figures, arguably showcasing five superstars. I want to see it.
Oh, that was definitely Max.
Lose either way because the Clippers got two superstars. The Lakers got two superstars. It's going to be five either way.
Yep, it's going to be great. Jabari in Michigan, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jabari?
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, you guys. I really appreciate you guys. Every time I'm in the car and doing DoorDash, I'm like, I got to listen to you guys, man, every single time.
Man, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So I'll just start it by this. Well, first of all, I think that, you know, I don't think Brooklyn's going to win the championship anyway because, like I said, I
period?
Feel like, you know,
like, period? Like, not just this year, next year, the year?
You know what? I'm going to say this year because everything can change, you know, depending on how many defenders, you know, how the roster right. changed per se. So I don't want to say never, but I'm just saying for this year. I will be shocked if they win this year because of how horrible, like, as far as defensive efficiency. I just feel like that matters so much that I'm trying to see can they do that four out of seven times by winning the title. That's what I'm saying. But I just want to say this. I think that it would kind of be bittersweet of seeing that because it's like because I felt like before Harden came, I was kind of thinking to myself like, wow, like this was going to be amazing that Kevin Durant, the best player, coming off an Achilles, was able to with Kyrie and of course with a deep team. Was able to win this champ, you know, could win this championship,
right?
You know, because of the circumstances. Now you got James Harden. It's like now it's kind of like you know, kind of almost like kind of like the Miami Heat. Like you know, you could.
Well, it's very much like Miami. It's right. very. I think right. it's so, exactly like Miami because we're exactly. at that time. Chris Bosh was viewed. He was on the Kyrie Irving level.
Absolutely.
And D Wade was on the Harden level. And LeBron yeah. and KD, obviously. So, yeah, it's very much like Miami. I get it, Rob. I think Durant and Harden or Durant and Kyrie would still be a heavy contender.
Yeah, but I think
with all that depth that they had before.
Yeah, but I think what people aren't being honest with themselves, Chris, is they're going to get the big help that they want. Teams are going to fall out. Teams are going to let some guys – you know, go and or they'll be able to get if they get Andre Drummond or somebody like that, you know, a big guy, Chris.
Well, ain't nobody else like that. I mean, that would be the big fish.
If you get Andre Drummond, you don't like their chances even more?
No, I do. I mean, I don't know how much better he's going to make them defensively, but he will hit the boards. And that gives
right,
you extra offensive possessions, you know, some defensive rebounds. So, yeah, I mean, that enhances it even more. They need to get defensive-minded dudes, whatever
they
do.
I think they'll get two players.
And that's the thing, Rob. You know this. Playing with guys that good, it's not like they don't need really good players.
They need hustlers.
Guys that know their role and want to hustle, can, you know, hit the open shot and get after it defensively. That's all they need.
Right.
And that's not that difficult to find, so.
And there are guys out there like that who are looking to win a championship finally.
Yep. We got Brian Billick, Super Bowl champion coach, speaking of winning, coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS. To switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. We got Super Bowl champion coach 2000, the Baltimore Ravens, and an NFL Network analyst, Brian Billick, joining the iCouple. Coach, how are you?
What's happening, Brian?
I'm doing great tonight. How are we doing?
Great, great, and great to have you on. Now, you are appearing on behalf of X-Tech Shoulder Pads. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I've been with them from the beginning. I'm one of the initial investors, and been really proud of what a few short years ago was just an idea. We're now the number one pad in the National Football League. You know, you got to take the head out of the game. And so the shoulder pads are all that much more important. Haven't changed in 40 years till now. And we're the number one pad in the National Football League. Major colleges, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Ohio State across the board in the high school market as well. And it's the pads that our young players ought to be in.
Coach, I didn't intend to ask you another question about pads. But what is the difference between – I'm looking at them in the games, and, you know, sometimes you see them come from under the shirt. They look different than your older shoulder pads. What is the difference between these pads and what they used to wear?
You know, and frankly, in my day, I didn't even know what shoulder pads my players were in. You just had pads and you put them on them. These are basically form-fitted pads for the athletes based on the – size, weight, injury history, level of play, what your position is. In the old days, it was, okay, you're a lineman, here's a big pad.
Right.
You're a DB, here's a little pad. Now these are, and particularly now, with the database we have, That's something we're particularly proud of. We can basically fit these pads, particularly for younger players, based on that entire criteria because of the database we have and what we're doing. So why we're the number one pad in the NFL. The majority of players in the game on Sunday are all going to be in X-Tech pads. It's, you know, it's the pad of the future. Pads haven't changed, like I said, in 40 years. People always think of, you know, the big three, Under Armour, Nike, and Adidas. Well, they're not in protective equipment, never have been.
Right.
So it's a $2 billion market. And it's one that we're very proud of where we are with it now being the number one pad in the NFL.
Coach, Tom Brady, obviously 43 years old, playing in this game on Sunday, the Super Bowl. Do you now? I'm not saying we're going to see somebody playing as well as Brady at 43.
Don't forget, Warren Moon played till 44.
Yeah. Do you think this is going to become more like Aaron Rodgers is 37, and it feels like he's got several years left? Do you think this will be more the norm, where you see top quarterbacks playing for between 15 and 20 years and playing into their early 40s?
Sure, because and maybe that far. It's hard to say. Three things obviously attribute to it. One, the way the athletes take care of themselves now. They're so much, you know, better trained year round. Everything about it. Tom Brady's impeccable, legendary about in the way he prepares. Secondly, the rules have changed, right? So the quarterbacks are much more protected than they were in the old day. And then finally, the money's too good. I mean, the money these guys are making, it's like, just get me one more year at 25, 30, 35, $40 million, you know, those three factors together. Yeah. I think we can see some of these guys go into their 40s like a Tom Brady. How many, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a rare breed, but the fact that we got a lot of quarterbacks that are playing later and later, those three factors all come together.
So when you talk about the Chiefs, you know, it looked like it was just a little different team this year. They won their games, but it didn't seem like they were blowing people out. It didn't seem as dominant as maybe the year before. Am I misreading them?
No, I think you got to give credit to the other teams adapting a little bit and learning how to play Pat Mahomes and the tremendous talent they have. At the end of the day, they were still able to win. And obviously, it's still an outstanding football team. That's the biggest advantage they have, I think, going into this game, because they've been through those types of games. You remember the playoffs last year. If they get behind, if they have the big blunder, like the Hardman fumble, you know, typically in a championship game, that's going to kill you as a team. But they shrug it off. Hey, we're okay. We can get it back. We've been here before. We know how to do it. And I think that's going to be a huge advantage for them to weather whatever bad happens on Sunday.
Coach, if they do win, it obviously would be their second straight Super Bowl. Do you, and they're young. I mean, they got a lot of guys locked up for the next few years as well. Do you think this could be a team, you know, that we're looking at that's either on par or, you know, maybe better than some of the great dynasties, the Steelers of the 70s, you know, Dallas in the early 90s, San Francisco, Montana, Rice, those. Is this team, if they win, are we looking at that type of team?
Could be. You know, I think at the very least, the teams know, particularly in the AFC, whether it's Baltimore or Buffalo or any of the good AFC teams, the Super Bowl is going to go through Kansas City for a while in one form or another. And so just like when you take a job and you figure out, okay, who's good in the division, what do we have to do to be the best team in the division? How do we have to configure ourselves to be that? Well, you that's the question with how, what do we have to do? What do we have to change? What do we have to add in order to beat the Kansas City Chiefs? And they'll do it to a degree. I mean, the teams are going to get better. They're going to adapt. And obviously, Kansas City, as brilliantly as they've done, you still have to hold that team together, and things happen. So, but yeah, would I bet against that? Are they primed to do that? Yeah, you better believe it.
Brian, you coached in this league. You won a championship, but we're seeing now Eric Bieniemy's with Kansas City, trying to get a job as a head coach. What's going on in the league? One African-American was hired. The league has made all kinds of steps to try to get, you know, black coaches in the pool and the interview process, and it still doesn't seem to be working out. Can you give us some insight on, is it too much nepotism in the NFL? Is it too much buddy-buddy and friends and hiring people? Why is this still an issue in the NFL, where the league is 70% black?
No, I think it's one where it's the perception. Those who are making the decision have a perception of what it is to be a head coach. And that ultimately has to change in order for us to make inroads in that regard. Eric Bieniemy is a great coach. Now, having said that, the coaches that were hired were all good coaches as well. So it's not like they were, you know, Eric Bieniemy is being bypassed for a lesser coach. They're good coaches as well. I think, quite frankly, and you're talking to the wrong guy. I mean, frankly, I'm a 66-year-old white guy, okay? You need to look at the coaches over the last 4, 5, 6 years, the African-American coaches, the minority coaches, and the ones that, if I'm not mistaken, last year we had 7 minority coaches as head coaches and 1 minority coordinator. You need to ask those guys, why is there only 1 minority coordinator? What is
now
it
you
about
got
the pool?
3 in this game, yeah. Sunday. Yeah, 3 of the 4 yeah. are African American. Right.
Yeah, I just yeah. Brian, so, I guess when I look at the league and opportunities, we've seen lesser guys who were never coordinators get jobs, guys who didn't call the plays. You know, they say, well, Andy Reid calls the plays in Kansas City. Eric Bieniemy is just the offensive coordinator. But there have been other guys who have been hired who didn't call the plays either. It looks like a slippery slope. I just hate to be this negative, but it's starting to look like no matter what, you know, they keep moving the goalposts. What is it? If you used to, in the old days, if you were an offensive or defensive coordinator, your next step, if you weren't a successful team, is that you would get a chance as a head coach.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. Eric Bieniemy is a good example. You'd have to talk to those that have interviewed with Eric as to why he has not gotten a job. I couldn't begin to tell you. He's certainly capable. He's certainly competent. There are a number of coaches. I think the league has been very, very proactive about putting those profiles on display
right.
for those decision makers that are going to make the decision to at least broaden their view as to those that they want to look at for head coaching positions. Why they don't ultimately pull that trigger and why you end up hiring an Arthur Smith versus an Eric Bieniemy, I don't know what to tell you. There again now, I think we have to be careful. Arthur Smith is a competent, good coach. It's a good hire. Is it better or worse than Eric Bieniemy? I don't know. They're both excellent coaches. Why they went that way instead of an Eric Bieniemy, I don't know. You're going to have to ask those of the questions for those that make those kind of decisions.
Last thing, Coach. How do you think this game plays out Sunday and who you have winning?
Well, the two unique teams, it's going to come through the quarterbacks. They're going to be up and down the field. It's trading touchdowns for field goals. Who can make the team blink and kick field goals instead of touchdowns in the red zone? You've got the greatest in Tom Brady. You got a brilliant young Patrick Mahomes coming in. I think at the end of the day, if the coaches, if they could make that Faustian deal with the devil, and he said, okay, it's going to be a 37-37 tie, and with 3 minutes on the clock, your guy is going to have the ball in his hands to win the game, I think they'd both take that bet. I think it's going to be that kind of game, and I think it's going to whoever the ball is in the hands in last is going to win. Mm.
All right, that's Brian Billick. He won
Brian,
a Super Bowl.
We've seen the game differently. I see Tom Brady with 3 picks, and they lose by 2 touchdowns. All right.
Well, you know what? That could happen, but I'll tell you that. A lot of people have gone broke betting against Tom Brady.
Yes. So
have at
yes.
it, man.
All right, Brian. Fine. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work. See, he's an NFL Network analyst as well, Brian Billick. All right, we got a fun Shop Talk coming up. Keep it locked right here, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play?
Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. Now, I don't know if this is really a Shop Talk so much as we're going to let Chris and Rob have it out. You know how the Jordan bet went.
I'm not going to have it out, Rob.
The bet was if the Bucks and Tom Brady made the Super Bowl, then Rob had to buy Chris two pairs of Jordans. If they didn't, Chris had to buy Rob one pair. We all know Tom Brady is back in the Super Bowl, and Rob fulfilled the bet by buying two pairs of Jordans. Only problem is Chris did not pick the Jordans, and now Chris is protesting, thinking that they did not meet the $200 per pair requirement that he was under the impression of.
Rob G, what was the bet? What was max value of 200, correct?
Right, but who is that for? All right. Okay. That's for the person that wins, because why in the world would the person – we wouldn't even have to put that in there for the person that loses. Hold on, let me finish. If I can get you a pair of Jordans for $90 or $200, which ones am I getting if I lose? You don't have to tell me, oh, limit it to $200. That's for the guy that wins, so you don't get crazy and go ahead and say you got to buy me a $300 or $400 pair.
No.
When you won the Jordan bet, you picked your Jordans. I didn't protest. You picked your Jordans and said, send me the money.
I was at the store. And I said that I'm at the store. I can get them. That's what we had a conversation. And then you said, fine, I'll give you the money when I see you.
As long as they weren't above 200,
I was at the store. But my point to you is, A, you have no right to even be upset. You welched on a bet to me, okay? You did not pay up. No, Rob G, Alex, we had a bet. Did Chris pay up?
LeBron
yes or
got
no?
hurt.
No. Did he pay up? Yes or no?
So that's what this is about?
No, I'm asking.
That there was a no payment on the LeBron.
There was no pay. I'm just saying, for a guy who didn't pay up on a bet to come back and push back.
If you were upset about it, you should have pushed back.
No, I didn't, because you know what? I didn't have to. I accepted it because I'm a man. That's on you.
Oh, I'm not a man now?
No, you went against your word on the bet.
Am I not a man now?
Chris, that's not what I said.
All right.
I didn't go against, you made a bet and you didn't pay up. You use some, everybody knows
that
somebody gets hurt. No, it's not. Everybody who called up this show has said you owed me a pair of Jordan. Now, I'm just saying.
It's a legitimate explanation.
The bottom line is, if it was, Rob, it was a $400 bet, we could have bet $400. That wasn't the bet.
Well, then why
it was two pair of Jordans.
Tell me, why do we say up to $200?
Because if I said to you, say I won the bet. And
right.
And you had to buy me a pair of Jordans. I said, get me off-whites instead of $500.
I would have let you pick what you wanted.
Off-whites? $500?
Anything up to $200.
No, that's
not
Chris.
You just said what I said. You said you were the winner. You would have got the pair you wanted.
No,
you
that's not what I said.
Pair of Jordans
that's to stop somebody from going crazy. And here's
right,
the other part.
Right, when you win.
You
no,
sound,
you're,
let me
you're
tell
agreeing
you,
with me.
No, I'm not. You're, and
you
here's
are.
The other thing.
You said just what I started out saying.
Rob G and Alex, I bought four people those same Jordans. Chris is the only one who's offended or thinks like.
I'm not offended.
Nope, no,
I
no, yes, you are.
Not, no,
and it
I'm
sounds
not offended.
Petty to
just
me.
Something I don't want.
It's petty. Don't take them back
you
to the store.
You should have let me pick.
Say, no,
how,
that wasn't a part of the bet. That wasn't a part of the bet. Rob G, did we ever say you get to pick out the Jordans or not? I'm asking you.
In the specifics of the bet, no.
No, it says two pair of Jordans.
Why
that's
do we
what
even
the
say
bet
200
was.
Then? Why we
that's,
say 200 then?
That's what the bet is. That's what the bet is.
Look, it's cool. It's cool. We just
it's
won't
fine.
Bet anymore. We just we, won't
we're
bet
not
anymore.
Gonna bet anymore because
you know,
you're petty.
Anything.
You're the
I'm
most petty guy. Yes,
you're petty.
Petty.
You're
petty.
Petty.
And no, you're petty. And the other
you're
part
the petty,
is
petty king.
No,
you're not
you're
the
petty
poo-poo king.
King
anymore. You're the petty, petty
and,
king.
And
so you knew when you
no.
bought me those Jordans that's not what I
can
wanted.
Can I try to
no.
settle
you
this here for you guys?
Go ahead.
You knew
settle
it.
So basically what I'm hearing, and you guys can let me know if I'm right or wrong, Chris is upset because it sounds like he didn't get reciprocated the same way that he added to the value for your guys' bet before. So I think Chris sounds like he's upset that he couldn't choose of Jordans that were under $200. It sounded like he wanted the reciprocation. Am I getting the right vibe from you, Chris? Like you wanted
I'm
the same
upset.
Thing?
I'm not upset. I'm not upset, first of all.
Right.
And I'm not upset that I bought him the Jordans he wanted and he didn't get me the ones I wanted. I'm just saying I wanted a pair of Jordans that I wanted. And he didn't even let me choose.
So it kind of just sounds like you wanted
he
to pick them out,
the
right?
He went to the outlet store and got the cheapest Jordans available.
Well,
that's what he did.
And see, once
there's
again,
two,
Chris.
Because the price is on them,
because
Rob. The price
because,
is on them.
But it ain't
but
from the outlet store, Chris.
You're not going to get a pair of Jordans
they're
for
not
Jordan.
Out,
where are they
Chris.
From? They from Foot Locker?
No, they're from Undefeated in L.A. They weren't from no Foot Locker.
I don't even know what that is.
Rob G., have you heard of Undefeated, the sneaker store
well, I'm the wrong
in
guy
L.A.?
I'm not a shoe head. So
Alex, the shoe heads can call in and tell you where Undefeated is.
I never heard of Undefeated.
Undefeated. You don't know then. You don't
just
know about sneakers.
Just the fact that you got Jordans for $90 tells you what kind they are.
What are you talking about? They're low Jordans. Those are low top Jordans that just came out in 2020. They aren't some 10-year-old brand.
I should
they're 2020 Jordans.
The
you
Jordans
know that wasn't
I wanted.
The bet. That wasn't
that's
the
what
bet.
It should be. That,
that
was
wasn't
the
bet.
Of it. You
no,
can
it wasn't.
The letter
you know
of
what
the law,
spirit is?
Right. The spirit,
the spirit
was,
is you got
Chris,
two pair of Jordans
lost,
off of Rob
you get
Parker.
To get the types of
no,
Jordans
that,
you
that,
want.
That's what the spirit of
you,
a bet
you,
is.
I would have got if you
Christian Fourier put it on Twitter, proud that he won his Jordans.
I'm not Christian Fourier.
And he had no issue with it.
Okay. I'm not Christian Fourier. If you had won the bet, Rob.
Only you.
You would have, no,
the
let me
other
finish.
Three people
I have
are cool.
Not interrupted
only
you.
You.
I have not interrupted you. If you had won the bet, I would have let you pick out any pair of Jordans up to $200 and gladly sent you the money for them. But you didn't do that. You got two pair for $200. I hope you're happy with yourself. Keep it locked, odd couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.